On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, today for our Heritage Foundation update, we look to an article in the Daily Signal written by Elizabeth Troutman Mitchell titled, Top Pro-Life Group Will Give Lawmakers Failing Grade If They Don't Extend Planned Parenthood a Defund. And with us to walk through this, Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation at heritage.org. Emma, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be with you again.
Well, many people, you know, plenty pleased with much of what they've seen in this administration, whether it's securing the border or, you know, a hopefully non-nuclear Iran. And, you know, when the One Big Beautiful Bill came out last year to see defunding of Planned Parenthood, this was something that brought many great joy. So there may be some confusion with what's going on. What can you tell us?
Well, Steve, while it was a huge win that the One Big Beautiful Bill defunded Planned Parenthood from Medicaid reimbursements for a year, it was sadly only approved for a year, even though most of the defunding proposals that were passed were actually a 10-year length. So it was a huge win. Many Planned Parenthoods have closed in the past year, but it was only 1 year. And so coming up on July 4th, the 250th birthday of America, pro-life groups are strongly urging Congress to defund Planned Parenthood again, whether that's a year or 10 years or however long they can get it. But sadly, the defund measure doesn't have the 60 votes it needs to pass in the Senate. So they're going to have to rely on budget reconciliation tactics to get it in. However, while we have great champions like Mike Johnson in the House, there is a lot of uncertainty about where the White House stands. And unfortunately, the leadership that we've received from President Trump on down has not been as consistent or as strong as the pro-life group has needed to see it. The president has remarked that this is a, quote, tricky issue. The administration has declined to look into safety studies of the abortion pill. And on the whole, they seem to be taking a step back from this issue and letting it play out, which means that it is an open question if Congress will be able to defund Planned Parenthood again or not. And so Students for Life Action, one of the main pro-life groups lobbying on this issue, has said that if Planned Parenthood is not defunded, every single member of Congress will get a failing grade of F for failing on this single priority.
Well, yeah, as I walked through the article, Emma, one of the things that stood out to me, very, very politician answers coming from the president, when asked about it, you know, when he's saying things like it's under negotiation now, it's a very thorny issue, and not much more than that. And if we do see, funding return to from the federal government to Planned Parenthood come July 4th, myself and many others, I think, would say that that is very unapropos. As we celebrate our nation's 250th anniversary. So, I guess the big hope is that Mike Johnson can once again lead Congress to a place that would make it where they are not funded. That's basically what I'm hearing.
That's the case. And if you think about the efforts led by President Trump on down to rededicate America to its Christian foundations, to pursue pro-family measures, it seems like a no-brainer that we would consistently extend those values to the issue of abortion, that we would want to see Planned Parenthood defunded. This doesn't mean that Planned Parenthood is prohibited from existing. It's not a bill somehow dismantling a private business. We're simply saying that we are simply saying that taxpayer dollars should not be going to funding abortions through Medicaid. And so in some ways, I think it's deeply revealing just at how corrupt, just how corrosive this issue is, that it's controversial to say that taxpayer dollars shouldn't be going to the murder of children, the destruction of human life, and that should be an issue solely outside of what the federal government is addressing. And yet, unfortunately, it is controversial. And so it's going to take a lot of support from voters, and it's going to take a lot of courage on the part of Congress to see Planned Parenthood defunded again.
Well, it sounds like a good time to reach out to your congressperson.
That's right. It's exactly right.
All right. Well, as always, Emma Waters, appreciate your time to walk us through what we find daily at the Daily Signal. DailySignal.com is where you go to get news on topics that are important to you and your family. It's a nonprofit organization, and you'll find ways to support their efforts on the website, as well as the Heritage Foundation at heritage.org, for whom Emma joins us. Again, appreciate it, Emma, and look forward to another update soon.
Of course. Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend.
You too. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.